Chapter 14, Suffering for Christ. Paul encourages us in Romans 8:16-18, saying, "The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Paul encourages us about the importance of suffering with Christ. We suffer with him that we may be glorified with him. He also reminds us that the sufferings in this life are so small and insignificant that they are not worthy to be compared with the unspeakably incredible glory that is to be revealed to us at Christ's return, if we are faithful to suffer with him. Philippians 1:29 tells us that God's love for us and his desire for us to grow to maturity in Christ is such that he not only granted it to us to believe, but also to suffer for his sake. For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. God allows us to go through times of hardship, affliction, and persecution because he loves us, and he knows that these times are necessary for us to learn obedience, to learn to depend on him, and to bring us on to maturity, to complete sanctification in Christ. It is a blessing to suffer for Christ, that we might be counted worthy of the kingdom. As our sufferings for Christ are abundant, so also is his grace toward us. 2 Thessalonians 1:5 says, "This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering." Paul reminds us that Christ comforts us through our afflictions. He comforts us so that we may comfort others by the same comfort that we received in Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:5-7 says, "For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our sufferings, so also you are sharers of our comfort." God uses sufferings to perfect us, to bring us to maturity. This is the same process that God used to perfect Christ. Hebrews 2:10 tells us, "For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings." God also uses sufferings to teach us obedience. He used sufferings in the same way with Christ. Hebrews 5:8 says, "Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered." It is pleasing to God when we bear up under the hardship and sorrow of sufferings, finding our comfort in Christ. It is pleasing to God when we patiently endure such trials, for Christ suffered for us, giving us an example of what God desires in us. 1 Peter 2:19-23 says, "For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience toward God a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly. For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth, And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. We need to understand that it is a blessing to suffer for the sake of righteousness. If we have this understanding, we will not grow bitter in suffering, but will rejoice that God has counted us worthy to suffer with Christ. Indeed, to be counted worthy is an incredible blessing. May we all be counted worthy of the kingdom, that we might inherit all the blessings that God has promised for those that love Him. In Acts 5:19, the apostles went on their way from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for His name. Believers should not be surprised when they find themselves in the midst of trials. Some people teach that if a believer is having trials in their life, they must be living in sin. They teach that if a believer is walking faithfully with the Lord, they should experience health and prosperity. However, this is not what the Scripture teaches. God uses trials to test our faith and cause our faith to grow. We should rejoice in these opportunities to suffer with Christ. 1 Peter 4, 12-19 says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed." If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with God's household, and if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. When we suffer persecution, when we suffer hardship, when we suffer various trials, we need to remember that God is in control. He will never give us more than we can endure, and He always provides us with a way of escape through His grace that is always sufficient. It is because of this grace and His assurance through it that God loves us and works all things for our good that we can rejoice in the midst of trials. It is through these sufferings, these trials, that Christ prepares us to share in His glory. He uses these trials to make us perfect, complete, lacking nothing. After we have suffered a little while, He will strengthen, confirm, and establish us. God allows suffering in our lives that we may be tested. He assures us that He is in control. He tells us that He has even limited the length of time that we will suffer. He is working even in these sufferings for our good, that we might through them be faithful even unto death, that we might receive from Him the crown of life. Revelation 2:10 says, "Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." May the Lord enable us to praise Him, rejoicing in His goodness, while we were still in the midst of these trials. When we, by faith, rejoice in the midst of trials, we will find His grace abundantly poured out, sufficient for every trial.